City Council has grounded a temporary use bylaw for farming at a South Barry field. Smart Centers Right, on behalf of Barry Brine Developments, applied for a 3-year bylaw extension at 15 Harvey Road, but councillors voted against the measure Wednesday night, in part because agricultural land is taxed at a lower rate on these 82 acres. Cown. Gary Harvey, who represents this part of Barry, noted a similar bylaw request was rejected by council several months ago. When you consider we already had a discussion around this 3 months ago, nothing has really changed since 3 months ago when the matter got deferred, he said. Beyond that, I have had discussions with Smart Centers ahead on today so they knew where I stood on it and most of the members of council stood on it. I'm not quite sure why they felt reapplying in a 3-month period that the decisions around this table are going to change, Harvey added. An overhead map of 15 Harvey Road, highlighted in red, located in South End Barry. Contributed Mark Resnick, Vice President of Development with Smart Centers, said it agreed with and supported the staff recommendation to approve the temporary use bylaw. We did not see this as a disincentive to development, he said during a short deputation to council. Farming reduces nuisance and dumping on the property, while supporting a local farmer. This is a productive interim use for the property. Active agricultural use on this land could qualify for the farmland tax rate, if the farmland tax class is approved on the property by the Municipal Property Assessment Corporation, MPAC. Property taxes on this land are $8,250 this year, when it's zoned agricultural. Since the bylaw extension wasn't granted, the land will be reassessed by MPAC, zoned for light industrial, general commercial and environmental protection. City staff have estimated taxes ranging anywhere from $50,000 to $175,000 plus with this zoning. Yes, this farming use would additionally facilitate a reduced tax rate, Resnick said. We would again remind council, the lands are vacant, with no current tenants or buildings, the property is not a significant drain or impact on city services, hard services such as sewer and water, nor soft services like hospitals and libraries. We are all operating in the same market conditions and we all want to see this property be developed as quickly as possible, he added. Harvey has said this land was rezoned last June and is divided by Brine Drive. Its east side is to have commercial use, while the west side would have residential with 155 semi-detached homes, townhouses and 2 apartment blocks. Michelle Banfield, the city's executive director of development services, said a draft plan of subdivision there is also approved, but not a site plan, and the intention was always for agricultural use to be interim. Mayor Alex Nuttall has noted the nearby Harvey Road crossing carried a $76 million price tag and the Brine Drive extension $20 million, although Smart Centers gave the city land for the roadway. This property is located on the west side of Highway 400, south of Harvey Road and east of Thrushwood Drive. The property is divided by the Brine Drive South extension, which is currently under construction. Agricultural use was to cease on all or part of this land at any time before the expiry of a temporary use bylaw, if development proceeds on all or any portion of the property. Agricultural activities would have been limited to field crops, in an open field, a 30-meter naturalized buffer provided around Lover's Creek and Whiskey Creek, access to the site for farming restricted to the entrance at Harvey Road, as well as best management practices applied for the use of fertilizer and pesticides. Activities related to the Brine Drive extension taking precedence over the permission for agriculture use on that portion of the land identified for the construction of the roadway. The request to extend the timeline for the temporary use bylaw at 15 Harvey was not ratified by council before it expired October 5, 2023, so its owner submitted a new one. Agricultural use of the property was initiated in 2014 as interim, with a temporary use bylaw, pending the future development of the land, to prevent the property from being fallow and to reduce trespassing.